Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week we find someone of interest to talk about it with. But not today, as we are on the day three of our Star Wars Sydney Opera House fan event live blog pod. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, it's incredible. Probably the best day of my life. Which is pretty sick. I am on my way to the IMAX theatre. If you haven't checked out yesterday's show, you've got a non-spoiler reaction to the 8 minutes of The Force Awakens that I saw yesterday at IMAX, courtesy of Disney. And also, I get to ask Harrison Ford a couple of questions on the red carpet at the Star Wars fan event. So check that out. But right now, I am down at IMAX. And we're about to do the live cross for Studio 10, which is a awesome morning television show that I are a part of quite frequently. Could be more, you guys. Come on, show business. Embrace me. But we're going to do this Star Wars cross. I'll answer a few questions from the panel in the studio, and then we'll throw to the clip, and then I'll come back and answer another question or two, and it's via satellite. It's always a little bit tricky because of there's like always that little delay, and they can see me, I can't see them. It's not the perfect situation, but it's show business situation, so I'm just happy to be amongst it. I guess we'll have the clip up next.
Are you up the countdown? Are you excited about this, Joe? The countdown is almost over for Star Wars fans, with the latest installment hitting cinemas next week. But yesterday, a few lucky fans were given an exclusive screening of a 9-minute preview from the film. Studio 10 friend and Star Wars mega fan, Steel Saunders, he was one of the lucky ones and joins us now from outside the IMAX. Steel,
good morning, Sarah.
Would you describe those 9 minutes as the best of your life?
Maybe. A very exciting 9 minutes. I laughed, I cried, I gasped, I laughed, I cried, I gasped. There's so much hype around this film, and it is warranted. I was blown away. It was terrific.
Oh, my God. I'm just so excited. Now, Steel, there was also a fan event in Sydney yesterday with Harrison Ford. Now, you are a big, 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 big Star Wars tragic, possibly even more than me. And you actually got to meet the great man, meet Han Solo.
I was overjoyed to interact with Harrison Ford on the red carpet. He's having such a good time with it. He was just in a great mood, and it was just quite a surreal for a lifelong hero to be on the red carpet with you and looking into his deep blue eyes. And wow, when it comes to Harrison Ford, I would raid his arc. He's a very handsome man.
Oh, it sounds like you had a bit of a fangirl moment, Steel. Let's have a look at what happened when you did meet your idol.
Mr. Ford, the cynicism that Han Solo had about the Force seems to have paralleled your standoffish to Star Wars. Like, Harrison the man has embraced the fun of being in Star Wars and Han Solo has embraced the Force. What's changed for you and the character during the last 30 years?
Well, I think, you know, that the suggestion that I was tired of playing the character is a bit out of context the way it's been mentioned now. I just thought that the best thing I could do at the end of the three films that we made at the beginning was die, because I didn't think there'd be any potential further use for the character. I was wrong.
Now, set up a debate between me and my future wife. We're getting married next Saturday inside our rings. Yeah. Thank you very much. We're having your famous quote from Empire Strikes Back. I love you. And on the other ring, I know.
I love you.
I know.
Who should have I love you and who should have I know? Settle this debate now. This is a crucial time in my life.
Let me tell you, pal, I've been married a long time and you should have the one that says I love you. And she should have the one that says I know.
Thank you, sir. Wow, that's incredible. 6-year-old me cannot believe I just interviewed Harrison Ford and that Jonathan Coleman's still on television. That's...
Jill, are you going to take his advice? Are you going to have the ring saying I love you?
Ida, I always take Harrison Ford and Ida Buttrow's advice. And yes, I have got the I love you.
Were there any secrets revealed in the preview that you saw? Did we see a glimpse of Luke Skywalker? Because no one knows what's become of him. Were there any little giveaways?
I signed a very litigious form and actually made a promise to Harrison Ford to keep my lips sealed. But I can say, next weekend, it's going to be a cultural phenomenon. The excitement in the theatre is going to be robust. If you're not even into it, get down there and just experience the enthusiasm of Star Wars. It's going to be terrific.
Hey, Steele, your fiance is watching, but I have to ask, are you more excited about the Star Wars movie than your wedding?
Listen up, Sarah. I have got a week and a half to have this to be the best day of my life, and then it clearly will be replaced with marrying the girl of my dreams. Don't start any issues now,
will
okay?
It really?
Especially not
will really? Will it?
I know.
Yes.
Anya Steele, your joy is infectious.
Hey guys, it is now 12:30 in the PM and I am at Sydney Airport and my job is done. Just got maybe an hour to wait for the plane back home to Melbourne and... the clip went out. People seem really happy with it. Jackie has seen the bit about the ring because Studio 10 made a little sizzle clip just of that. And she's pretty happy, I think. She's pretty happy and a bit smug as well that she won the debate, our long-running debate about who would have the I love you and who would have the I know. Harrison Ford cleared it up for us. How is that possible? How is that possible that Harrison Ford cleared up that? Really strange. Like, this is not normal. This is not normal at all. But I'm a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of like sort of congratulations and well wishes that, you know, people seem to be like so happy for me, and it's really, really nice of everyone and a little bit overwhelming, and in nothing but a great way. I'm very flattered and thank you everyone that sent me like tweets and texts and emails and Instagram messages and Facebook posts and all gamut of media. People are being super nice to me, so it is sick. And it was a long journey to get to do that, you know. It somehow all came together perfectly for that day. But I shouldn't read it literally, but when I see people write "you're so lucky," and I'm just like, yeah, there was no luck in that. there was a lot of work. You know, a lot of fun work, but it was not a banana peel type situation. I definitely had spent the year trying to build up a reputation with the podcast and with doing stuff in the media that I'd be able to do something cool like that and cover Star Wars and present it in the mainstream media in a way that I think it should be. And that's sort of, you know, the fun of it, not in some weird look at those crazy people and stuff. Personally, for me, I'm not a sporting guy. I find it a bit weird to live vicariously through 18 dudes in little shorts that are kicking around a pig skin around a field. That to me is very strange. But it makes people happy, so I'm happy for them. But it sort of gets me a little bit when Star Wars is portrayed in the media like those wacky freaks. So I think, I put out some positive vibes for Star Wars. And that's what I try to do when I do all the radio clips and stuff like that. I try to, if I have to, defend the fandom in a sort of a funny way and try to make the hosts relate to why we're so excited and put it in their terms. But, Star Wars is our team. This year we're in the grand final and I think we're going to win the premiership, you guys. I think we're going to win the Universe Bowl or whatever that is. It's going to be terrific. The clip I saw yesterday, it was... Well, you heard how excited we all are in that car, in that taxi trip. It was all you could hope for in that clip. You know, that's an 8-minute clip out of a 2-hour and whatever it is. Is it 2 hours, 12 minutes, I think? I don't know. But that clip, wow. What a ride. What a adventure. And it was, it was like funny and like awe-inspiring. And then it was funny again. And funny in a real naturalistic, just not so much like jokes, but the way people respond to each other was great. And just amazing. So cool. I'm thrilled that we all get to see it in under a week's time. In under a week's time, we get to see what happens. And I don't know, this is the other thing I was sort of thinking about. Like, it was, I don't know, like people, like everyone's so happy. I'm elated. And then I was sort of thinking, it's weird to be so happy just to meet a guy that was in a film. You know, should you be so happy about that? But I don't know. I am. You guys seem to be, and I don't know. It's, who knows what we're meant to be happy about, you guys, but let's just be happy we're happy about something. You know? It is true, all of it. All of it. You guys, thank you so much for joining us on this adventure. We have got a huge week coming up. We'll be loading it up with content, you guys. So we've got these blog pods that you've listened to. We've got a Steel Wars episode coming with 7:30's very own Lee Sales. If you're an international listener, Lee Sales is one of the most respected journalists on the television in Australia. She takes it to our leaders. She sticks it to them. She asks the hard questions. She gets the hard answers. She's a big Star Wars fan. She also had just interviewed Harrison Ford. And we talk about that. And we talk about her Star Wars fandom. And she's ace. She's so cool. So catch that. And then, I'm going to be trying to pump out a bit of extra stuff. There's going to be a lot of media clips coming up. So make sure you check the feed. And, sometimes there might be two things get uploaded before you get a chance to reload. So you might miss one of the episodes. And I should point out, we've got a new app. We've got that iPhone app. And it's going to give you access to everything. You can download stuff to your phone. You can stream it whenever you're in, you've got your phone on. You're not on airplane mode, I guess. You can stream it. And it's really cool. It works great. It's free. You can search for it in the App Store. Or just type into your browser steelwars.com/app and it will take you right to iTunes. We've got Android coming up and that is golden. I should point out we've got the t-shirts in the web store. Very limited amounts. We've got Wear Home and we've got that back in stock, and I will be shipping everything same day, getting them out so you guys can get them as soon as possible to wear to your Star Wars screenings. We've got the Luke Skywalker commemorative Force Awakens premiere night. Have you seen him? And then underneath in tiny little type, it says, we did, with the date, 17th of the 12th, 2015, and the little Steel Wars. Harrison Ford laughed at it. He looked at the t-shirt and he laughed at it. So Harrison Ford approved Steel Wars merch, you guys. How dope is that? That is sick. Amazing. What a dream week. What a dream week. And it's just going to get better. This is going to get better as we all gather to celebrate Star Wars in the cinemas and bring the noise, man. Let's get rowdy. Let's really have some fun. And of course, if you want to hear exclusive content, there will be some exclusive content coming up this week on the supporter page. For just $3 a month, you can support Steel Wars, keep it going, and you get access to our growing library of back episodes. You get exclusive news and opinion episodes with me. We've got little short mini episode chatting with the likes of Gonk Droid and Darren Hayes from Savage Garden that have never been released except for the supporter page. You've got a comedy audio commentary of Star Wars A New Hope that you can play alongside Star Wars and see it in a totally ridiculous new light, and our growing library of back episodes. And there'll be some exclusive content coming up this week around the premiere. I'll be recording a cool thing, like a blog pod about the whole premiere deal, and that will be exclusive for supporters. So if you want to sign up, if you want to try it out, it's $3. It's a cheap cup of coffee for the month that you're going to miss. It's probably under your car seat right now, and you get the exclusive content. It's going to be a great month. You also get 15% off at the merch store. So if you're going to get a t-shirt, you're crazy not to sign up first. That's it, you guys. Buckle in. We're about to do it. It's great. May the Force be with you.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.